the judgment of the General Conference. He bade me look to the past, when, under the most forbidding circumstances, I had moved out in faith according to the best light I had, and the Lord had strengthened and supported. I did so, and decided to act on the judgment of the General Conference, and start to the journey, trusting in God. Ibid. Responding positively to Willie's encouragement, Sister White packed her trunk and journeyed with him to Oakland. Sabbath afternoon, July 11, 1885, she spoke in the Oakland church. Later she said, "The Lord helped me. My mind was clear and tongue and utterance were given me. I decided then that I could cross the plains once more, making 24 times that I had gone back and forth on this long journey from east to west and west to east." The following Monday she boarded the cars and headed in the direction of her first overseas appointment. Then she declared, "When I had taken my seat on the cars, the assurance came that I was moving in accordance with the will of God." That Monday evening on the train she sensed that God's hand was removing the mist from her eyes. The station was a place of great confusion, and I had not been able to bear anything of the kind for months. But it did not trouble me now. The sweet peace that God alone can give was imparted to me, and like a wearied child, I found rest in Jesus. Ibid. Later, in connection with Ellen White's call to labor in Australia in 1891, she passed through a similar confusing experience that tried her faith. Other church workers received and answered calls to labor in distant lands. They had to pray for a knowledge of God's will. They also had to respect the fact that God leads His servants through the regular channels of the organization. God has a church on earth, which He has instituted. The church has chosen leaders, conference officials and committees, empowered by God to act on behalf of His church. When Ellen White received the call to Europe and to Australia, she was left to respond just as any other worker. And like other servants of God, she must herself step forward in faith. She declared, "I here learned over again the lesson I have had to learn so many times, that I must lean wholly upon God, whatever my perplexity. He will never leave nor forsake those who commit their ways unto Him. We must not depend on human strength or wisdom, but make Him our counselor and guide in all things." Ibid. And so it was that Ellen White found rest and peace as she boarded the ship in Boston Harbor. She had the knowledge that she was moving in the direction divine providence had marked out for her. Writing in the book The Desire of Ages after she arrived in Australia in 1891, she said, "The Lord will teach us our duty just as willingly as He will teach somebody else. Those who decide to do nothing in any line that will displease God, will know, after presenting their case before Him, just what course to pursue." Page 668.